You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I'm here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. I don't know about you, but I feel pretty scattered, mentally, kind of all over the place. And it's interesting how that works. So we have our responsibilities, we have our tasks. Sometimes they're pretty mundane, and we can use those more mundane things that must be done as a ritual, actually, which is interesting because this was brought to me, to my attention a few days ago, how the things that must be done but aren't super fun or thrilling or exciting, we can switch that train of thought and use those little tasks as more of like a ritual. So as a resetting, right? As a time to maybe clear our path, clear our minds, clear our office spaces, clear the room. So this can be symbolic for allowing our minds to be reset. So if you're anything like me, you have many ideas brewing in the mind as far as what you want to do, where you want to take things, what the next project will be. I tend to start something because I'm super excited about it and I'm in the moment. So that's kind of how I work also oftentimes is I work in the moment. And I'll be super into it. And then all of a sudden, the excitement weighs down very quickly, very heavily. And oftentimes I catch myself thinking, and I really, really have to switch this train of thought because it's not helpful at all. So oftentimes I'll think, oh, it's just a waste of time. It's just a waste of time. Oh my God, that's terrible. I don't know where that thought comes from. I'm sure that there's been things that I've done in the past before where perhaps I did actually perceive it to be a waste of time. Like, wow, I did all of that and nothing came of it. Or at least I was perceiving that nothing came of it. But really, you know, everything that we do really does have an impact, whether that is perceived as positive or negative, good or bad, light or dark. The cause and the effect, right? So the consequence of what we do does indeed help us in some way or another. Whether we see it as negative or positive, it still helps us. It's like, it's kind of the concept as if you don't know what you want, by looking at the things that you don't want is just as helpful. Okay. So if you're not sure what you want or which project you want to turn to or the next thing that you want to do or the next endeavor or shall I do this, shall I do that? If you start to see it as, okay, this is just kind of, I'm just going to play with it. I'm just going to take on the role. I'm just going to be the character. I'm just going to see this as a playing format, or I'm going to get up on stage and I'm going to perform. Now, I'm not saying that things are fake, but I'm just saying that they don't have to be so serious all the time. So if we start to see our reality or our responsibilities as a way of playing, like I'm just taking on this characteristic or this role, then it kind of lets in a little bit of more fun. We're not so serious about it. And it takes on this aspect of, okay, interesting. All right. I'm just going to wing it. I'm going to wing it. Maybe I've prepared. Maybe you have prepared. Surely I'm sure that you have. But especially when we're trying to figure out our lives or figure out the next step, they can feel daunting. It can feel anxiety ridden. It can feel like a waste of time. Like, I don't want to waste my time. And maybe you have something similar. It might not be wasting time, but maybe you don't want to stop something or walk away from something or let go of something because you feel like you've put too much time into it, right? So kind of like the opposite side of the spectrum. So if you see, if you start to change the way that you see something, because ultimately, that's really what it comes down to. And it's challenging because we're so used to our brains working a certain way. We're so used to living our lives, making decisions, taking chances or their lack of in a certain manner that we don't even skim the surface or even hardly recognize how it's impacting us. So we have to really, really start to reflect on what are the patterns in my life? What are my surroundings? What is my current environment? What is my current situation? Is this something that I want to stick with? How has my current reality, how has it gotten here? How have I gotten here? Is this something that I'm excited about and thrilled about? And maybe at this point, I'm just kind of tinkering around. I'm just sort of tweaking things here and there. I'm just switching things up. Or are you in a situation that is really, really hard on you? You're really, really super unsatisfied with it. It doesn't have to be a whole scheme or a whole reality. It could just be a segment of your reality or a certain aspect, a certain area. So for example, your relationship, your career, your job, what you're doing for something playful, your creativity, your artwork. You know, it doesn't have to be the whole grand scheme of things. So I guess the message here is allowing yourself to reflect, right? Giving yourself that time to be solo for a moment and truly ask yourself, like, what is the current situation I'm in, or the current set or the current segment of this situation? So if you want to look more specifically at a certain area, what are the patterns that have gotten me here? What have I done repeatedly over and over again? Or what have I not done over and over again to all of a sudden create this reality, right? So it seems like things are kind of created overnight, but really they add up, right? So some things do happen overnight. You know, some unexpected things happen overnight, quite literally. But for the most part, 90% of the time, things are added up, right? Things accumulate. Things brew for a long time, things start to settle in, and now here we are, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 years later, and this is our lives. So the beautiful aspect of all of this, and scary at the same time, beautiful and yet scary, and that could be beautiful in itself, is the scary, the fearful, the unknown, is the fact that you can change your reality in an instant. Now, I know it doesn't feel that way. It doesn't seem that way. You're probably like, hell no, Tabitha, I'm not. There's no way. It's the same thing. So it doesn't have to take you the same amount of time to get out of the situation that you've gotten into. It's not the same thing. You could walk out the door in a split second. You could decide, okay, I'm going to change this habit. Start small, right? I'm going to start making my bed every day. Okay, that little habit helps me, right? I'm going to sit down in the morning. Instead of trying to wake up at 5 a.m. when I normally wake up at 8, maybe you're going to start waking up at 7:30 and then 6:30 and then 5:30. You know, so little incremental aspects about this, right? So small steps, but it will not take the same amount of time that it has gotten you into this situation. No. See, it doesn't work that way. Because as soon as you recognize, holy shit, I have the willpower, I do indeed have the willpower to get out of this situation. Now, it's going to take support. Maybe it'll take therapy. Maybe it'll take counseling. Maybe it'll take some healing modality. Maybe it'll take some Reiki sessions, perhaps a psychic reading, perhaps having a deep conversation with a loved one or with yourself. Maybe it'll take moving. Maybe it'll take buying the thing that you know you need in order to manifest your reality. So it's going to take elements or aspects in order to create the reality that you want. And I'm not talking necessarily materialistic things. It could be more of on a soul level, on a reflective level as well. But certainly I would say also materialistic, because that's the beauty of being human, is that we get to utilize these beautiful elements before us. We get to use the things that have been created either by someone else or by yourself in order to help us manifest what it is that we want. So please understand that time does not work the same way forward as it does backwards, or sideways as it does sideways. Now I feel like I'm talking like Willy Wonka, right? Ah, the riddle, the conundrum of life. Ah, such a conundrum. We're born, we live, and then all of a sudden we're flying off into the abyss after we pass away. On a side note, near-death experiences have been life-transforming for me, totally transforming. So if you're ever feeling a little down or blue, I would recommend watching someone's story about a near-death experience. I have never witnessed a negative one. It's always been positive. So it's something to look forward to, right? But up to this point, we are quite literally stuck in this physicality reality. This body, this blood that's rolling, roaming, flowing through our bodies. We are in this reality. So what do we make of it? Do we want to be miserable, sluggish, slow, blah, blah, blah? If you're anything like me, I'm assuming you are, because you're a human. At least I think you are. It doesn't feel good. It does not feel good to be sluggish and blah and negative and it just goes on and on and on. Now, you know, also the same side of this, you know, flip side of the same coin, sometimes those days just come and we have to embrace them, because there are things that hit us. There are energies that, you know, come unannounced. They can play a role on how we're feeling and how we're thinking. And again, the whole overtime thing, right? The whole overtime has accumulated. But the key here is allowing the reflection to take place, allowing for you to take a moment to think, holy shit, do I want this or do I not? Now, you may not know what you want, but you may know what you don't want. And as long as you know what you don't want, then that's going to lead you into knowing what you want. So I can keep going on and on and on, but the message here is to recognize that in an instant, you can start to change your reality into what it is that you do want. Now, is it going to be super easy? No, probably not. I mean, I'm sure some things will be easier. And to give yourself give yourself some time, right? Because it would be awesome if we could just freaking, you know, manifest, hey, like, you know, like Star Trek. They're like, you know, I want this meal, and all of a sudden, boom, there it is. That would be fantastic. But it doesn't necessarily work that way, at least from my understanding. So sorry for hearing cars in the background. That's part of reality too. I'm certainly not going to erase that out of this recording, because that's just, you know, how it is sometimes. So reflect, make the time for yourself to reflect on the patterns that have led you up to this point. Now, you're not going to be hard on yourself. You're not going to be judgmental, unless maybe that's good for you. Maybe you need a little bit of that, right? But we're just trying to weigh the pros and cons, right? The good old pros and cons, and then make subtle changes. Now tap into the intuition, tap into the stillness. You can do transcendental meditation. You can be guided. You can find certain meditations online that can help you tap in. You can just simply listen to the birds, to the nature, to whatever it is that you're hearing. You can find the time to do this. So Spirit is encouraging you to tap into that essence of who you are, to adjust your life, adjust it, make subtle adjustments, change the tune of the radio, change the channel, change the station, right? You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. And if you've already forgotten something, re-listen to this again. Go back. We're always on to the next thing, on to the next thing. Ah, yeah. But allow yourself to really finish what you started, or the opposite, or the further down from the spectrum, is to let go of something that you know has had its time. It's now time to move on. It is now time to move on. Or I'm going to finish what I've started. I'm going to finish. Now, I know that's challenging because you're like, which way do I go? Which way do I go? You already know. Allow your body to speak to you. You already know. You already know. It's there. And if you want some guidance, I'm here. I can help you with a reading. I can tap in. I can do that. If you've enjoyed this, please let me know. Review it, subscribe, rate this, please, especially if you're an avid listener. I would love to hear from you. It means a lot. Until next time, continue paying attention to your intuition and trusting its guidance, because you know your intuition is really your angels, it's your higher self, it's your loved ones, right? Pay attention to your intuition and take action upon its guidance. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about Spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.